Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Left out just how I like it. Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Coming to you for the first time in the Crinkle Dome. They handed out crinkly bags of shit to everybody. Thank God this isn't a quiet place. We're at Dynasty Typewriter at the Hayworth Theater in Los Angeles, California! I feel terrible. There's a lady with a crutch just beelining to the front row, and it's all taped off. We're gonna all be sitting there eventually, but for now they have to be sadly empty. But good luck to you. It's Thursday, April 12th, 2016. 2016? What the hell? You guys, I'm still writing 2016 on my checks. There's so much crinkling, it sounds like the building might be on fire. But of course our listeners can't hear it. It's like we moved from the crickets and meltdown to the crinkling and the type. Stop using your typewriters. I was worried that's why they named that place after a typewriter. So there'd be a lot of old-timey journalists in the audience filing their stories. We've got a very special night for you guys this evening. You could not have picked a better time to be here, but I know that a lot of people are probably here to see my guests and then the thing that's going to happen after Doug Loves Movies, but did some people bring some name tags? Okay, I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We've got enough. So you know what to do when I call on you later. Doug plugs tonight. After an abbreviated episode of Doug Loves Movies, it's a Benson movie interruption of the original Super Troopers with all the dudes from Broken Lizard. All five of them are here, and they're going to be out here any second now. And all of my other dates and shows can be read about and clicked on at DougLovesMovies.com. That many people know to do that, and there's only five name tags? All right. I brought for the prize bag tonight, one of those five lucky people is going to get this beautiful South by Southwest tote. And, of course, a Christmas bong from Peacemaker. My hardcore rap album, Smug Life. A Twix koozie. Socks from a new sponsor called Bombas. Are they good? Does anybody wear them?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, cool. Ladies too, huh? Bombas, hashtag me too. Can you imagine the shit they would get, any advertiser, for trying that campaign? And possibly one of the greatest things I've ever given away. I got a sippy cup when I saw Frozen on Broadway. That's yours to have if you're super into DNA. And we also have five wonderful guests. You already know who they are because we had to explain that in the show description. Please give a big typewriter welcome. Start tapping, everybody. For Jay Chandrasekhar, Eric Stolhas, Paul Soder, Steve Lemmy, and Kevin Heffernan.
Thank you, guys.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
Welcome, President!
Ow!
Hot crowd.
Ow!
Let's meet them individually, shall we? Directly to my left in the alpha position. Director of Super Troopers 2, which I saw last night, and I'll talk more about in a minute. It's Jay Chandrasekhar, everybody.
Thank you. Doug.
Thorny is here.
Doug, before this press tour, my wife made me get new clothes.
My wife.
She made me get new clothes.
Yes.
And she's like, "You're getting these green pants." And I'm like, "Okay." And then we washed them, and now I've got clam diggers.
Clam diggers.
I feel very self-conscious.
It's a capri pant.
I don't know what to tell you.
I got hot ankles, though.
They're kind of
hot ankles.
You know, you wash them a few more times, you'll have a nice jort.
If this was 1805, that would be scandalous.
I'm like Mary Tyler Moore.
You look like one of my agents. Like, they wear pants like that now at the big agencies. Yeah, that's the hot new look.
Oh, sweet.
Say hello to Steve Lemmy, everybody.
Hello, Steve.
I'm actually, thank you. I'm actually glad that he's going through this clam digger thing right now. Because right before we made Club Dread, I got a piece of mail. And I opened it up and it was a pair of clam diggers, shorts. With a note that said, hey, looking forward to being in Mexico with you. Enjoy the shorts. I thought of you. I got these for you. No signature. No return address on the envelope. There was a postmark that said Arizona, so I called Paul up because he's from Arizona. I said, did you send me some clam diggers?
Why the fuck would I send you clam diggers?
So then I asked all these guys. Everybody said no, we didn't send any clam diggers. And so I felt obligated when we went down to Mexico to make Club Dread to bring these clam diggers down and then to wear them. So I wore them and nobody came forward to claim the clam diggers. I was trying to draw them out. I wore them every day for the entire shoot. Nobody fucking came forward, and finally at the end of it, this motherfucker was like, I sent you the clam diggers. So, well, this is justice right here.
Let me ask you something. Are you secretly in cahoots with my wife? This is your revenge?
Yes, I'm in cahoots with your wife.
Okay. It's the long con.
I'm late on that one. My wife. Thanks for being here, dude. And directly to his left, mentioned in that last story, is Paul Soder, everybody.
Hi, yeah, Paul Soder.
Hi.
Yeah, Paul Soder.
Thank you very much.
Way to go.
Hi.
Probably the name that sounds most Canadian of all you guys.
Soder.
Soder.
Soder. Hey, Soder.
Hey there, Soder.
I want a liter of Soder.
Yeah, Soder.
Very nice.
That can be arranged because I have gigantic calves. And the guys in the group have often accused me of storing all my semen in my calves. So like a liter, I could probably generate a liter by like just squeezing these things out.
Gross.
Where
That's
do people
gross.
Usually store when they have extra? Just gigantic balls or something?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I know you guys don't like to work blue, so I'm going to try to keep
sure.
it clean.
No swearing.
Yeah.
Just as God made me.
But thanks for being here, and let's say hello to Eric Stolhansk, everybody.
Hello.
Oh yeah, I forgot to say the character names. Mac, Foster, and now Rabbit. Right?
You did. Actually, you said mine, games. Though.
I said yours. Okay. I started off hot, like I'm going to say what character they play. Really distinguish these guys,
yeah.
And I've totally fucked it up. How's it going, Eric?
Very good, very good.
Yeah?
These are jeggings. These are my jean leggings that I'm wearing tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
My okay. wife made me wear them. She got them for me, too.
I was hoping each of you would have a story about pants. Because I love pants, too.
Episode.
It's just too much of a niche market for podcasting about it.
Yeah. Pants talk.
We're going to open that up tonight. Yeah.
Pant talk will be good.
Pant talk.
Pant talk.
Mm-hmm. Mine are always a little short. These aren't too bad. These are all right. But
those are great.
Yeah,
great
these work. The one great time pants. I'm wearing ones that aren't, I usually can see my socks.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, man. And rounding
so
out the batting order, these are the top five gentlemen from Broken Lizard. It's
As
Kevin Heffernan, everybody.
Thank you.
You did a little jazz hand.
Farva, 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 Farva.
Good. Thank you.
I discovered for real something yesterday about Kevin. He orders his pants online.
I do.
I do.
Do I have to tell a pants story now?
Yeah,
is that
yeah,
what's
yeah.
going on?
Go.
I don't have it. These are my pants.
I get them online.
These are my pants.
Here's my pants. Love it or leave it.
So I was chatting with you guys briefly backstage, and I got the impression that none of you have really sat in an audience full of people and talked about the original Super Troopers while it was unfolding on a screen that's placed on a stage.
A lot of specifics in that sentence. And you're correct.
When you call a place Dynasty Typewriter, you're into specifics.
While on Wilshire Boulevard in Koreatown.
On a Thursday yes. night.
Oh, you think we're in K-Town? Is that how we should say it?
Yeah.
Yeah, K-Town.
I thought we were in Westlake, near Westlake Park.
All right.
I mean, none of us are Uber drivers, so we don't need to have
right.
that argument.
Right, right.
What do you got for the prize bag, dude? It's under your chair.
I have my book, Mustache Shenanigans, which I'll sign to the lucky winner.
Oh, that's nice of you. Well, it's good to know that
Come
when you get Doug
here,
Lowe's movies fans and Broken Lizard fans together, they will just yell stuff out randomly. Feels like maybe throughout the entire proceedings. Steve, what do you got for the prize bag, dude?
I brought a... Broken Lizard is getting into the cannabis space.
Oh, nice.
So I brought something, a collaboration we did with Timeless Vapes is the new Smokin' Lizard vape pen. And I will give you the first one in Los Angeles.
Which flavor is that? Because we have three flavors,
right? This one doesn't have any juice in it, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, you're just giving them a free husk?
That part of it.
That's
like
right.
It doesn't actually do anything?
No, it doesn't do shit.
What?
We're taking baby steps into the business.
Yeah. No, if you have a cartridge, you can just stick it right in there.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, that'll work.
There are three flavors. What are the three flavors?
Meowie Wowie, Johnny Chimpo, and the Repeater.
That is now a product that is available in Arizona and...
In Los Angeles, yeah.
You guys doing a commercial over here?
Yeah. Well, as long as we're doing commercials, Super Troopers 2 opens on April 20th, and I saw it last night at the premiere. I was lucky enough to go to that, and I loved it.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Doug.
Thank you.
That's always a tricky move, seeing a movie before you have to hang out with the people who made it.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
You do a lot of, those weird compliments. Yeah. Awesome, dude!
Right.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Man, people loved it.
Yeah, people loved it.
No,
there was people all around me going crazy. Yeah.
Oh, there's great stuff in there.
There's really great stuff in there.
I was laughing out loud.
It might be one of your best.
It's among the movies that might be your best. Yeah,
sure. Films that you've made, it's one of them.
Yeah.
But I'm really, I think everyone's going to be very happy with how it turned out. I don't think anybody who's a fan of the first movie is going to go, they went in the wrong direction.
Well, that's a big compliment because you love movies, right, Doug?
I do. I'm very excited about this. And to watch Super Troopers with you guys and try to crack jokes, I'm definitely nervous about that. But anyway, the movie was great. Then there was an after party that was fun, but you could only get one cocktail at this after party.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was called Juicy Lucy.
Yeah.
See, and I didn't get a big reaction. What is that a reference to?
Well, it's in the second movie.
The one I just watched?
Yeah,
that movie. I watched the movie.
Yeah.
And then I go to the party and don't know what Juicy Lucy
is. That's right. That's not a good sign.
When does Juicy Lucy come up?
The opening scene.
Yeah. Well,
the fucking snack bar. I should say bar. I decided to get some drinks because you know how premieres start late.
Yeah, I always like to leave just in the beginning of a movie.
No, I left before it started, but I missed your intro and the very beginning of the movie, so that's how I missed Juicy Lucy.
But it's actually the name of the lead female character, though, through the entire movie.
They say it over and over again after that. Yeah. But I have no, you know, I'm just like, that's just what they call her.
Busted.
Did you try that drink?
Yeah,
I did. I had one.
Did you like it?
It was all right. It was juicy.
It's a vodka pineapple. It's a vodka pineapple.
It sounded disgusting.
I thought it would be more Lucy than juicy.
It's one of their best.
All right. Where are we at? Paul, do you have something for the prize bag?
Yeah. This is actually really exciting. Not that yours is not.
Unlike my book in the vape pen that doesn't work.
That is cool.
That's
nice.
That's tight. That shit's tight.
For the listeners, he took his dick out.
And this... Yeah, this was just to cover up while I unzip my pants. That's not the prize. That's just the...
Yeah.
That's just a large dick chamois.
Yeah. This is a large, but we have an XL backstage.
Oh, okay. So whoever wins, you can size them up and then insult them.
Yeah. I'm not sure this is going to do it. Let me go backstage and get the husky size.
Hey, go ahead and pass that down here, and let's see what... What did Eric bring us?
I got a couple here. This is this one's going to be for any smokers out there. A little pin says "Dab me out." Dab me out.
That's nice. I might keep that.
That's a good one, right?
I might hang on to that.
And then
one.
A second one here for the new movie coming out.
Oh,
it's a Paul Soder design.
I designed this.
Yeah. Pretty cool, huh? Yeah. We'll pass that down.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't shame
you,
my dick with that one.
There you go.
Hey, look at this, Jade. Does this have dandruff on it already?
It looks like it's glitter.
It's got glitter all over
it. It's got glitter on it.
Was this shirt
at a pre-dandruff? That's the hot new thing, you know, like acid wash.
Pre-glittered.
Glittering end. Glittering
what am I going to tell my wives when I come home tonight with glitter on my face?
You missed
that shot. Did you hear that, wives? Okay,
you didn't. You barely got that in there.
It's in.
Okay. Took two tries, though.
It's all in there.
I know, it took a while.
It's all in there. The pin may go in there. It may not go in there. I don't know. Kevin, what do you got?
Okay, I got, there used to be a warehouse of these guys, but now there are only a few boxes left, and I have a full box.
I love it already.
From the original movie, the promotional Super Troopers sunglasses.
Yeah. The original.
A 12-pack.
Oh, no, they're getting an 11-pack.
They might get 11-pack.
An 11-pack.
And it has Super Troopers embossed on them?
Yeah, it's got Super Troopers embossed on them.
I'll model them right now.
Yeah. And if you want to get rid of the Super Troopers, they're so cheaply made, you can just scratch it right off.
It's a fingernail. They come right off.
It'll come off anyway in like three wearings. It's okay.
Right, or if you're exposed to the sun.
Yeah, or if it's raining.
That won't ever happen.
If you don't want to promote that classic comedy everybody loves.
There you go. It was in my garage. There might be some spiders in there, too. I'm not sure.
There may be a brown recluse spider in there. Let's see.
I don't worry about those. They tend to be reclusive.
Hey.
Super Troopers then and meow.
That's true. A little something old, something new.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love it. There you go. Thanks, you guys, for bringing this stuff.
That's a great grab bag. It's a good Super Troopers grab bag, isn't it?
All right.
I couldn't.
I've closed plenty of donut boxes.
I couldn't do it either.
The book's not in there, Jay. Don't worry.
Okay.
My book. My book. My precious book. It took so long to write it.
That's hard to write a book. Are any of you guys going to write a book?
No.
Maybe.
A lot of work.
We're collaborating on the rebuttal as we speak.
The rebuttal.
Do you come
I don't
up a
think
lot
so.
In his book?
Yeah.
Yeah? A lot of bad stories about you?
How about The Real Truth This Time by Paul Soder, Steve Lemmy, Kevin Heffernan, and Eric Stolansky?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I love these things.
I love it, man. Look at that.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
You look tough.
They're especially good like on a really hot day when that metal hits your cheeks.
Yeah.
Are there no nose bridgey guardy? What are those things?
I love the I'm gonna leave the tag.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually hip.
Keep it on.
Yeah.
You're like that's how you take it off.
You're the new brand of cop in legal weed America.
Right.
Right? Like a stoned-ass fucking cop in aviator glasses?
Yeah, and he's still got the designer tag on. It's great. Are you guys... Let's guess. Look at that. Fell out of my pocket. It's just a jar that says Nug on it.
It'd be sweet if you had another jar that said Danky.
I'm gonna now. So, and also, joints are falling out of my pocket. These are not great pockets. So,
blame the pockets.
It's my posture.
Don't work. Stuff's falling outside.
These pockets
top.
Don't work. It doesn't have pockets, Doug. Yeah, that's why they don't work. So, who here is the best at movie trivia? Does anybody feel like strong going into tonight's games?
Very strong.
Everyone's very cocky. The best. There's a lot of cockiness going on.
We played this before, right? Who won the last time we played?
I think I did. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. No one's counting.
All right.
I'm not good.
That's the sort of answer I was looking for.
I'll throw out a good guess.
Yeah, you have fun. That's the important thing. There's about five people who've fashioned name tags to try to get chosen this evening. There might be more if some were shy the first time I asked. But can you guys hold those up now? And
all right.
Gentlemen,
pick
your name tags. Oh, there's a few more in the back there. So pick whoever you want to play for. Either have them bring it to you or go out into the audience and grab it.
I have to go Tony Danza for sure.
But just get the one you like the best, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Okay. Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, we're back. Great job, everybody.
All right.
Jay picked a name tag that I saw on the internet today that is a playoff of the movie Slammin' Salmon.
The Slammin' Jason.
Yeah.
I get it now.
Yeah.
Wait, that's good.
Show me. I haven't seen.
Great.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's Jason up there?
I'm assuming.
Yeah. Yeah, Jason threw him, gave himself a role in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The lead.
Yeah. But all you guys are still there. Yeah. So that's cool. Steve's is a little bit more abstract.
And yet,
it's just a picture of Tony Danza.
Of Tony Danza.
Which we have to tell the other great prank
story.
Yeah,
so, you know, remember the clam digger story from a few minutes ago? No. That's actually the second time that Chandra Sekhar duped me. The first time was in the mail at my apartment in New York. I got a Tony Danza headshot autographed by Tony Danza. Said, "Dear Steve, I'm a big fan of your work. We should work together sometime."
And he was so excited.
Best, Tony. I called up all these fucking assholes. You send me a fucking sign,
why
Tony
Danza. Why the fuck would anyone send you?
Of course not.
Every one of them. He's like, "No, whoa, you got a Tony Danza headshot? That's awesome." Like, I know,
so
right?
Cool.
Are you going to do a movie with him?
Yeah. Look, he says he's a big fan of my work and he wants to work with me.
He picked me. Out of all the lizards, he picked me.
That's the way I felt, just like that. So,
but this guy who you're playing for, is his name Tony? Yeah?
Oh.
All right, great.
Okay. But so here's the thing. I put my autographed Tony Danza headshot in a frame, and I stuck it on the wall where people could see it when they walked in. They'd be like, "Is that a real Tony Danza headshot?" I'm like, "Fuck yeah, it's a real Tony Danza headshot. Look, he's a fan of my work." Anyway, a year went by, and this motherfucker was like, "I sent you that fucking Tony Danza headshot." They get me every time.
He's very gullible.
So Tony
there
Danza.
There you go.
Tony
yes,
Danza.
You're playing
perfect.
For Tony.
Perfect.
It's a great way to work through your pain.
So I have to show this to the audience, but I can't see what's on the other side.
No, you can
don't
see.
Read it
it's
out loud.
Just,
don't
read it.
It's
just something we read at the end of
Ronnie
the show.
Ronnie Darko. There's a play on the movie Donnie Darko.
Mm-hmm. It's got lots of pictures of me on there smoking a ton of weed.
Yeah.
And then what's that thing connected to the corner? Is it like a hacky sack?
That's like something falling out of your pocket.
It's
might be something in there.
There's something in there.
Oh. Ooh. Nugs. Nugs.
Some nugs.
You could sniff it out.
That's
huh?
a little something for you.
These nugs are for me?
Yeah.
There's like a ball of hashish in here?
Yeah, that's why. That's why.
Condom?
He was hoping you would pick it.
Ow, a hypodermic needle?
Ow, a mousetrap! Ow, why? Wow, and I get to keep this?
Yeah. That was a bribe to get you to pick the name tag. You just picked it up for its sheer artistry.
macrame.
I wanted pictures of you getting high. Yep.
Wait, do I get to keep this too?
I think you should definitely frame it and put it up next to the other one.
Holy fucking shit. I'm so glad I came here tonight. This is fantastic. Right.
There's Jay no way actually it's the contacted same picture. That guy. Oh. Jay contacted that guy a year ago, setting this whole thing up.
This is the long con. He's that good.
Okay.
I had it and I lost it.
Yeah.
I had and I lost it.
Like the phone locked you out of his name tag.
Damn
just
it.
Guess. Guess his password. Just guess it.
I don't even know where to go with it.
Do you remember the guy's name?
Ty.
Why do we have passwords if you yell it out in a crowded theater?
And my social security is 574-3432.
Okay, I found it.
You got it.
What's it say?
A good day to Ty Hard.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Ty Hard.
Good, right?
It's his name. His name's Ty.
I guess so. Yeah.
You get it. You get in the game.
That's a good guess.
Okay, right? Now I'm starting to get it. Oh, I do get it. Jason, Tony,
Tyler.
Okay, great job, Tyler.
Yep. This is 2018 right here.
You don't have to hold that up the whole
show. Good. We got it. They can't even see
it.
Has anybody not seen it yet?
Has anybody not seen it yet? Okay.
Too small.
Sure.
But definitely take it if he gets a call.
Yeah. Sure.
We want to hear him. Who's calling him when he's busy at a movie show?
Kung Fu Amanda.
Okay. Wait, there's more than one on there?
Okay.
Wow, these phones are amazing.
There's one for every possible
name. The things they can do.
Call your doctor now, you have VD.
Wow. They still call it VD?
The text just came in.
What do you got to call the doctor for? Just get the news twice?
Yeah. So yeah, I got a text saying I should call you that I have VD. Yeah, you have VD. No!
Kevin, what do you got?
I have this good-looking movie poster right here.
Yeah, Super Troopers 2.
Super Troopers 2.
We knew we finally made it when we were right side up on our own poster.
I know. It's pretty good. I don't see any clever alterations to it with names and such, but, you know, I think it's just a straight-up poster, it looks to me.
Maybe their name is Super.
Well, maybe. They didn't put their names into it anywhere, so... On the inside.
Oh, inside? Yeah. Jesus. How complicated is this?
Whoa.
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 Look at that.
Whoa. Oh.
Whoa. But his name and his phone number is here.
And I pull it away and Heffernan is just gone.
His name is Jesse. And that's all.
There you go.
And a phone number, but I don't know if I should give that out.
Sure, give it out.
Well, go ahead and vote, because people are waiting in line.
No electioneering, dog. Within 20 feet of the booth.
That's one of the bigger name tags we've had. But,
yeah, it's big. It's got two posters. You can
throw it down
if
you want.
There we go.
But also, it's promoting the reason we're here.
Yeah.
The reason for the season. And congratulations on getting the 420 release date, you guys.
Right?
I know, pretty good.
Thank you.
It's a great idea now. 9 months ago, it was a dubious idea to us. They've essentially created a holiday weekend for us, the 420 holiday weekend, which is fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, it fell on a Friday, and perfect time. Some people will go on Thursday night preview night, right?
Yeah.
You can see it then.
Well, that's 419, though.
On Thursday the 19th, actually...
Oh, you can see a double.
A double feature at 420 in 1,000 different theaters across the country. You can go have a double feature, which is, I think, so fucking
cool.
What
are the two movies?
Yeah, what are you showing? Oh.
American Graffiti.
Friday the 13th, part one and two. You. As long as we get the box office, I don't give a shit. They can see whatever movie they want. That's right. Super Troopers 1 and 2 back-to-back starting at 420 and 1,000 different theaters. What a fucking awesome idea by Fox Searchlight to do something like that.
Yeah.
Good, yeah.
Marvel leading up to Infinity War is going to have a thing where you can watch every Marvel movie and it'll take like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
I'm serious, they're really doing it. Really?
Starting on April 19th probably, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you guys have a good, you got a good 4 or 5 day head start.
But we have, our luck has always been flimsy. Like, you know, Club Dread, we opened up against the Passion of the Christ. And the studio was
so
confident.
Yeah, it's the same audience, so it's a problem.
We were laughing at it. They were like, it's not even in English.
Oh, we were so cocky. I did like a Newsweek interview, like, watch out, Jesus. Here comes Broken Lizard.
And the Lord destroyed us that day.
Well, you guys needed people protesting it, because that's what made Last Temptation of Christ so big, is that like there were so many protests. I went and saw it opening weekend because I was like, if people are protesting this, I got to check it out.
True. There must be a lot of boobs in this movie.
A lot of dummies. So, different kind of boobs. Let's play some games, you guys.
Yeah, all right, let's do it. Let's do it.
This first game is called Doug Loves Musicals, and because I do, and I'm going to name the songs that are on the soundtrack of a movie musical, and you can guess as often as you like. The first person to guess the correct title wins this game.
Grease.
You could pre-guess, of course, and Jay is going with Grease. Incorrect. Any other pre-guesses?
Are we doing Blind Call? I'll go West Side Story.
That's a great pre-guess. No.
Fuck.
I'm not going to guess because I'm going to get it. I'm waiting for the clues. I'm
not if I pre-guess it.
Yeah, I'm going to get it too.
Eric and Kevin, do you have any pre-guesses?
Those are only two musicals I know.
No, I want to do it for reals.
Okay, you're going to really lock it down?
Yeah.
Get it right. Do it, baby. Do it all night. These are not song titles.
Wait, have we started?
Here we go. No.
Oh, okay.
I was just realizing it was starting to sound like something.
It felt like something. Titles.
Okay, here we go is not a song title. It's
let us know when we're starting.
It's just me saying, okay, here we go.
That, too, was not a name.
There's a song called Does Your Mother Know?
Does your mother know?
Yeah. If you know in the audience, please please don't yell.
Thank you.
Cannibal the Musical by the South Park guys. It's close,
it's
right?
It's not a bad guess.
It's not bad.
Damn Yankees.
There's another song in this movie called When All Is Said and Done. Or how about this title? Lay Your Love on Me. Just put it right on me, it says in parentheses.
I love songs with parenthetical subtitles.
A Star Is Born.
Oh, no.
Last Temptation of Christ the Musical.
There's a song called Our Last Summer.
La La Land?
Our Last Summer. No, La La Land wasn't that bleak.
Our Last Summer.
Our Last Summer.
It's not Last Temptation of Christ the Musical.
No. Like Slipping Through My Fingers was a song in this?
Is it Grease 2?
No.
Camelot.
I thought I had him on that one.
Saturday Night Fever.
No.
Oklahoma.
Singing in the Rain.
There's a song called 70. Honey, Honey.
Oh, honey, honey.
By the Archies.
Okay, there's a song in this movie called Super Trooper.
Is ABBA.
High School Musical?
ABBA. ABBA, Super Trooper.
Xanadu, Mama Xanadu.
Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia is correct!
Oh. Wait. Wow. Yeah. That was the long way.
Yeah.
I like that, though.
Yeah.
Good one, Stolhansky. Yeah. Congratulations. That was a battle.
I was
right
counting
there.
On nobody getting it until I dropped Super Trooper. Yeah. And then Dancing Queen, SOS, and of course, the titular song.
Do they not sing?
I would have gotten it then.
Titular. Yeah.
When I got to Mamma Mia,
yes.
You'd have been like,
Mamma Mia.
It's Mamma Mia. I was wrong when I said Grease earlier.
That's right.
Do they not do Fernando in Mamma Mia? Take a Chance on Me?
I don't think so. Or they do, and I just didn't list it because I didn't list all the songs.
Oh, okay. Because don't sing Fernando.
I got Carpal Tunnel. I can't fuck around with. But there's a few other probably known songs. I wanted to do the more obscure ones to throw you off. But now, Eric gets to go first in a game called ABCD's Nuts. It's a spelling game, Eric.
Okay.
And tonight, in honor of Super Troopers 2 on August 20. August 20.
They pushed it again.
Four. Sorry, Mr. Movie. Doug told me August 20.
What if this is when you found out Doug Benson wasn't really a stoner? It's 8:20, right? 8:20, that's the day you smoke pot, right?
Fraud! Fraud! You don't smoke pot!
Fake like, pot smoker doesn't know what day it is.
He's actually an undercover cop.
Get him, boys!
You guys psyched for 8:20?
You guys gonna get reefed up on 8:20 like me?
8:20, it's gonna be a hot one this year.
Holy shit,
we're
guys, it's 8:20.
Going back
it's
to school
up.
Sale. Okay, so it's a spelling game, Eric. Okay. I'm gonna give you a letter and we're gonna spell Super Troopers. So we're gonna start with Eric with the letter S, and then we'll go to Paul, Steve, Jay, Kevin. All you got to do is name any movie that begins with a letter that I give you, but it might a theme might emerge. There's going to be a theme. So we're spelling Super Troopers, so the first letter is S, so Eric, name any movie in the history of cinema that begins with the letter S.
Saturday Night Fever.
We just brought it up. Great answer. You're still in the game.
Sweet. I'm a winner.
You'd be surprised that I have some players on the show that get disqualified. They get stumped by the letter S. The movie I chose was Stop or My Mom Will Shoot. So, Paul, your letter is U.
That's tough.
Upstairs, Downstairs was a TV series that was very cinematic.
How about you just shorten it to Up?
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Let me remind you, I'm lenient in the early rounds only. Okay, so you're going with Up?
I guess I am.
Okay. The movie I picked is called Under Suspicion.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. P is your letter, Steve. If you match me, you win automatically, by the way.
Oh, Under the Volcano was a George C. Scott movie in the 70s.
Too late.
I know, but I just didn't want to look stupid.
And I thought you would have gone with Under the Rainbow.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Chevy Chase?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things he could have said.
Under Siege would have been a good one.
Yes!
Oh, man.
Don't think I didn't think of that for a second.
Under Siege 2. Yeah.
But P is your letter, Steve. The letter P.
I'm going with Purple Rain.
Great movie.
I chose Point Break.
Oh, fuck. God, I wish I had said Point Break.
That's one of your favorite movies.
Yeah, that's a near miss right there. I should have had that one. Fuck.
All right. Jay gets the letter E.
Eastern Promises.
Mm.
Mm. Okay. Ooh. Mm.
Oh. Viggo Mortensen.
Nude fight.
Nude fight. Nude fight.
Nude fight. Nude fight.
Ah, it's the best new.
All right, I picked End of Watch.
Ooh.
Yeah. R is the letter for Kevin.
I will say, and I think I know where you're going, RoboCop.
Ooh, Rush Hour. T, Eric.
Okay.
But was that, wait, was I in the category, though? Was I in the right world where your theme is?
I think we all think you were.
Okay. Okay, thank you. That's all I needed to know. Good night, everyone.
T. What? What did they say? Do you got a T movie, Eric?
Tron.
Tron's a great guess. I went with Tango and Cash.
Oh, oh. That's what I was going to say.
I know, it's one of our favorites. We love that one.
I should change the name of this game to the That's What I Was Going to Say game. R for Paul.
Rush Hour. No, Rain Man.
No, Rain Man.
Oh, I went with Running Scared.
Okay. I almost said Running Man. That would have been cool.
No, that would have been close. Half right.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda with Broken Lizard.
Yeah. O is the next letter for Steve.
Octopussy.
Oh. Yeah, that I guess that does count as kind of fits into this theme. I couldn't think of a movie that fit the theme, so I just went with Office Space. Okay. Because I just like to mention Office Space when I can.
It's close.
Jay, the next O in Troopers.
Orca.
Oh, that's good. I couldn't think of one, so I went with Office Christmas Party.
Was that good? Did you see that one?
P for Kevin. I did like that movie.
I haven't seen that one yet.
I'm going to say... God, I'm trying to think of our theme. Mm. Am I overthinking it?
Mm. No.
I'm going to say I've got it at the tip of my tongue. I'm going to say the Presidio.
Okay, that begins with T, but...
Doesn't count, right? The doesn't count.
But if you're alphabetizing, yeah, those don't count.
Thank you.
But I went with Point Break from 2015.
Oh. Cheating. Cheating.
Well done. Mm.
E is Eric. Oh, E for Eric.
Damn it.
East of Eden.
Oh, great one. Good. I couldn't think of...
Double E.
I couldn't think of another one that fits, so I just said End of Watch again.
You didn't think we'd get this far, did you?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you never know. R for Paul.
Risky Business.
Mm. Ooh, I went Rush Hour 2.
Yeah. Theme. Okay.
All right, now, Steve, I'm going to give you a little wind-up so you can take this thing home and be a hero.
Okay.
What about the two?
What?
I'm the two.
We're spelling Super Troopers, not Super Troopers 2.
Oh, that movie.
That's the one we're about to watch, and I think
okay,
we're running a little bit late. So.
Fair enough. So stop talking.
That just seems rude for me to just say to my guests, stop talking. I'm just going to wish for it. So, Steve, classic S movie about, it's a cop movie, and if you don't guess in the audience yet, and it's the letter S. Take us home, Steve.
Oh, I know it.
Starship Troopers. Was it Serpico? Serpico.
It's Serpico, Serpico. That's right.
Oh, that fucker.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so nobody won that game, but we sure had fun trying.
How was somebody supposed to win? Did you guess right? Oh, okay.
Yeah. If you match, or if everyone else got eliminated because they couldn't think of one when it got
they couldn't
to their
think
letter.
Ahead by counting the letters.
Yeah, no.
I was all ready for off. That. I was ready for that too.
And if the person in front of you craps out, then you have to do their letter, so that throws people off guard.
Oh,
sometimes.
Boy.
Plus, sometimes I have an egg timer.
Only just now figured out that I was supposed to guess what you had written and not just come up with one. Like right. I thought the point of the game was come up with something.
Oh, we were trying to guess what you had written.
This shit is. It's way too complicated.
Can we do it again?
Just humor
more like
me.
Match game.
Humor
now
me for
okay.
another hour or two, and then I'm going to drink my soup and go to bed.
All right.
I also, right around the R, is when I realized I had forgotten that the letters were to spell out Super Troopers.
Where is he getting his letters?
I just thought it was arbitrary. Like.
It's a lot to take in. As
I know.
As is our final game before we got to get to showing and enjoying the original Super Troopers. So this game, we're going to go faster. If you can't think of it, one in like 3 seconds, you're out. Jay, you're already out. And I hope this is fun for you, and it'll be really interesting to see which one of you wins, because the game is called Last Man Stanton. And the idea is we take a famous actor or actress, and then you have to take turns naming movies that they were in. Mm. If you can't think of one, you're out.
Okay.
And sometimes we have lifelines, but no lifelines tonight. We're just going to fly through this. There's a lot of movies to choose from because the name of the actor, I think you guys have worked with him. And we're starting with Eric, and we'll switch the order around. Eric, Kevin, Jay.
I'm back in.
Yes, you can play. The films of Brian Cox.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
There's a lot.
There are a lot of those.
There's a fucking lot of them. But how many of them can you name? I know if I'm being honest, I probably could have named a dozen.
What if you're being dishonest?
All 147. Okay. A lot of TV in there, though, so IMDb's, hard to tell exactly how many movies he's done, but... what do you think, Eric? What's any movie that Brian Cox is in?
Rushmore.
That's right, Rushmore. Very good. Ding, 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 ding. Kevin?
Troy.
Troy, with Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
I bet he was in there.
Yeah, he was.
Sounds legit.
He was.
That's part of this game, just sound confident.
Okay.
Jay?
Super Troopers 2.
That's right, he is in that.
Spoiler alert.
Steve?
I'm going with Uncle Argyle in Braveheart.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
Uh-huh. First, you must learn to use this.
Oh, okay.
Then I'll teach you to use this.
What's the second thing he's pointing to?
This.
His dick? I don't remember that scene.
It's a good one.
Paul?
The last movie I saw him in was, I think, one of my favorite movies of last year, The Autopsy of Jane Doe. Did anybody else see that?
Yep, he's in there.
Awesome, awesome horror movie. Scary fucking movie.
So good.
Eric?
The Ring.
Yes.
The what?
The Ring.
The Ring.
He wears the nipple clamps.
He
puts on the nipple clamps.
It's hard to hear all the way over here. I thought you just yelled out another R word very confidently.
The Ring.
The Ring.
Kevin?
X-Men 2.
Mm. Ooh. Jay?
The Ringer.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
right.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, you put a ring in it and Brian Cox is there.
Yeah, that's right.
You put a ring on it.
If you want me, you got to put a ring in it. Steve?
I'm going to go with a small independent film he did, L.I.E.
Yep. Ooh.
Yes.
Long Island. Absolutely. Express?
Yes, I believe so.
I almost said railroad. Paul?
The Bourne Identity?
Mm-hmm.
Bourne Second Supremacist is... Bourne...
Wait, you could stop at the first...
Yeah, you don't have to.
Well, yeah, you...
Is it the first one?
Cheater. He is?
I don't know, I'm asking.
Oh, we got Bourne an audience member. Bourne, he isn't.
The Bourne Supremacy.
So you switch it to Supremacy.
But he called it Supremacist.
little indie movie he did.
He is one of our best white people.
He is pretty good.
That's what that
he
means, right? Good.
Yeah.
Eric?
Churchill.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Kevin? Right.
Can I say Super Troopers 1?
Yeah, you don't even have to add the 1.
Okay.
Because unless you're going to go back in time and change that. I mean, it's what we call it now.
Yeah.
Jay?
I'm going to go with Braveheart 2. Still brave.
I'm just thrilled.
Straight to DVD. Yeah.
So glad you're out, because I think some of these guys are going to go a while. Steve?
Will you accept Her?
Yeah.
He's in it. He's the voice of the computer that Her falls in love with. Cheating on the...
Wow.
Oh, sorry about that.
You, out!
Out!
He showed me a movie that he had done that I'd never seen that was awesome called The Escapist.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds like bullshit, but okay, right?
He clapped in the second row.
He showed me Braveheart 2, you know?
I really wrote every one of them down, but like finding The Escapist in all these is going to be tough. But go ahead.
It's not my turn, is it?
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sure is.
It's on IMDb, Super Troopers 3.
In production?
In development.
In pre-production.
Oh, yeah, The Escapist is on here. The Escapist is accurate.
There we go.
Okay, Kevin.
Pixels.
Yes.
Pixels. How's that?
The Adam Sandler movie.
Steve.
All right. I'm going with Manhunter.
That's
what I was going to say.
Yeah. Hannibal Lecter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Original Hannibal Lecter.
We always thought it was going to be funny if we did Super Troopers 2 and we made, we offered Anthony Hopkins the role of Chief O'Hagan.
That didn't happen, though.
It didn't happen.
Paul?
The Bourne Legacy? Is that another one?
Sounds good.
Bourne movie? Yeah.
I think he is. No one's complaining from the audience.
Nobody noticed.
Eric?
The Bourne Ultimatum?
Now Legacy doesn't look so good, does it?
Supremacy, shh, don't help me. I got this, you guys. No, he's not in either of those.
What? Boom and boom.
He's not?
You gone.
Yeah, unless I wrote it down wrong.
I think
that's possible.
You know how I am with accuracy.
I've seen the Bourne Ultimatum, and Brian Cox isn't it.
Well, I meant to say Trick or Treat, so that's, you know, doesn't matter. And not another great, great underappreciated horror movie.
All right, Kevin.
Is it up to me?
Who said Trick or Treat?
I didn't.
Yeah, can I name one now?
So you're still in?
He's back in?
No, he's not back in. Yeah. You're right. Kevin and Steve are the only ones that are in. Yeah. Go, Kevin.
Okay, I'm going to say Wolverine.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You guys haven't said my favorite Ryan Cox movie other than the
really?
Two Super Troopers films, of course. Steve?
I'm going to go with Marlon Brando, Michael Jackson, and Elizabeth Taylor in a car. I don't know the name of the movie is the problem.
It's like a...
But that's what it's about.
Well, then you're out.
That should be the title.
Why don't you make up a title? Maybe you'll be right.
I did. I think that's what it's
called. I don't even know what that is that you're talking about.
He did it last year, 2 years ago.
Okay, but it was for TV?
Was it TV?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Right. British TV or something like that.
Oh, it was a British
TV? He played Marlon Brando.
Oh, okay.
Stocker Channing was Elizabeth Taylor, and Joseph Fine was Michael Jackson on a road trip.
Yeah, I remember.
And there was a bit of blowback
that a white guy was playing a white guy.
They were
dumb old Michael Jackson joke. All right, Kevin, you bring this thing home. You got another one?
Yeah. Let me think about it.
I mean, you're the winner anyway.
X-Men 3.
No, I don't think so. Mm. The one I was hoping you guys might come up with is The Long Kiss Goodnight.
Oh.
He
Charlie
has a
Baltimore.
Great line about a cat's butthole.
Yeah.
But terrific job, you guys. You really know your co-star, Brian Cox.
Thank you.
I was hoping to really embarrass you with that. And you guys did really great. But anything to plug other than we got through that you could see the double feature on April 20th. And the movie opens everywhere, Super Troopers 2 on April 20th.
Yeah,
420.
420, if you will.
Double feature on the 19th.
So go see it, everybody.
Whatever, I mean.
And let's have a round of applause for all these guys for being here. Oh, where's the person Kevin was playing for with the huge sign? Come get all your prizes. Congratulations.
Ooh. Wow.
To that guy. There you go.
What's your name?
And as always,
Tyler, you can have your phone back.
Ordering something with no tomato at Taco Bell and those motherfuckers put that shit on anyway is a shithead. And here, does Tony have a shithead on the back of it? Yeah, let me see what it says on the back there. When you tell people you're going to the Benson Interruption with the cast of Super Troopers and they respond with Denise Richards is awesome in it. Is the shithead. Get it? Starship Troopers? Yeah. All right. What does this one say? People who won't shut up during a movie are shitheads. Oh, that's a good one. I think we can agree.
Also, and accept dick holes.
And then people who bring their name tag on an iPhone are a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room.